الله الرحمن الرحيم. وعن أبي سعيد وأبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال: إذا دخل أهل الجنة الجنة ينادي مناد: إن لكم أن تحيوا فلا تموتوا أبدا، وإن لكم أن تصحوا فلا تسقموا أبدا، إلى آخر الحديث. Previously we read this hadith, the first part of the four announcements that will be made when people will enter Jannah. Hazrat Abu Sa'id and Hazrat Abu Huraira radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma narrate that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, when the people of Jannah will have entered into Jannah, may Allah make us all amongst them, then a caller will call out, an announcement will be made, إِنَّ لَكُمْ أَن تَحْيَوْا فَلَا تَمُوتُوا أَبَدًا, that you people will live here and you will never die, as you will never die now. You will live forever and ever in Jannah. That we discussed, it can never be discussed in detail of course, but just briefly, that this is one great, great ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala, that in Jannah a person will live forever and ever, no death will ever come to him. Yeah, in this world, as soon as a child is born, in fact, the message of death is given to him already. The adhan and the takbir, which is called out in the ears, right ear and left ear, that is one from one aspect, that your janazah namaz is ready already. As he comes into this world, he is told your janazah is ready. We know for janazah namaz there is no adhan and no takbir, because that was said already when you were born. It was said right into your ears. So short is our life in this world. So from that, there is much detail. We discussed that already in the with regard to this first part of the hadith, that this world is not at all the object of our life. If it was, a person makes so much effort for this worldly life, and finally he leaves everything behind. That is clear proof that this world is not our object of life at all. But very unfortunately, either we have made it our object, or we live in a life practically as though this dunya is the end all and be all for us. Whereas we know it is not at all. Our real life is the akhirah. The second part of the hadith, وَإِنَّ لَكُمْ أَن تَصِحُّوا فَلَا تَسْقَمُوا أَبَدًا. And now the announcement will be made secondly, that here in Jannah you will live in good health and you will never become ill. No illness whatsoever, not even a sneeze, not even that a thorn will prick us, nothing whatsoever. So that is the real life. We know in this dunya, as we are still about the age of 40, normally a person hopefully lives healthy, and after that the decline starts. And by later in age, he just starts going down and down all the time. And what sicknesses? Just in our, if we think of our homes, the extended family, if we think in our town, how many sick people, just one visit to a hospital and we will see what the conditions of the people are there. And not only one type of hospital, one type also, there are many general hospitals, but then the specialized hospitals, how many are there of the specialized hospitals? Just a little thought about all this, and we will understand that how many people are sick and what sicknesses people are going through. Whereas in Jannah, not the name of a sickness. Just that alone should make us aspire and work. And this worldly life also, according, you can't calculate. Because the Jannah, if we have out of two, you have one. You say, I got half, 1/2. But yet this Jannah's life is forever. You can't say out of how much. Our worldly life of 60, 70 years. And now in what must you divide it? There is no limit to the life of Jannah. And at the same time also we should think, Jahannam, may Allah save us all, our families, the whole ummah, the whole of mankind also, and jinn also. A person, if he is to go there without iman and he lives there forever and ever and ever,
What will be that? And yeah, Jannat is not that you just go and enjoy for a day or so. Yeah, we go for a picnic, we go for a holiday, and we forget our other things. But Jannat will be forever and ever. And there a person will be healthy also. Not ever will he have a little bit of a back pain or a little bit of a headache, nothing whatsoever. So really, these are the things that we should aspire for. May Allah put it in our heart, this iman of this reality of the life of Akhirat. Yeah, in this world, there is nobody who hasn't got a problem. Some problem or the other, whether it's health, whether it's finance, whether it's in the home, whatever it is, everyone has got some problem or the other. But in Jannah, absolutely no problem. We can't really even imagine a life like that. And as it comes in other hadith which we have discussed already, that there whatever you will desire, you will get. And the few hadith which are left, that also we will see what ni'mats Allah Ta'ala gives. For this alone to be in the ummah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam is such a great ni'mat. No matter how much shukr we make to Allah Ta'ala that He brought us in the ummah of Rasul Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. May Allah give us tawfiq to appreciate this and realize this worldly life, which is hardly a minute, as we cannot compare it. The life of the Akhirat is forever. In what are we going to divide it? So this little life, it should be really sacrificed for that life of Akhirat, for the eternal life. May Allah give us all tawfiq. And the least we can do is to stay away from all sin. May Allah give us tawfiq. Wherever we have erred, we make tawbah, sincere tawbah, and then we prepare for that eternal life of the Akhirat. Wa akhiru da'wana.